Amen. Look back where the Bible reads in verse 13. Enter ye into the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The Bible gives a very sobering message, and Jesus Christ makes it clear that the majority of people will not get saved in this world. The majority of people will not go to heaven. The majority of people in this world are not saved. And in fact, he describes it as being a few. And so if you're going to believe the Bible today, you would have to be consistent in acknowledging the reality that the majority of people are not saved. Yet a lot of false prophets today would like to give a false hope, like a Billy Graham or a Carl Lentz even, or, you know, Rob, what's the guy's name? Rob Bell, yeah. Rob Bell would like to give a false sense of, or security idea that, oh, God's so loving, just everyone's getting into heaven. You don't even have to know the name of Christ to get into heaven, as Billy Graham said. Or, you know, Rob Bell, just a universalist thinking everyone's going to heaven. And there's all of these ideas trying to push people to believe that, you know, it's easy to get to heaven. There's a broad way that leads into heaven. But the Bible says that it's narrow. The Bible says that it's straight, meaning it's a very specific way to get in. And there's only one way to get into heaven. That's through Jesus Christ, obviously. The Bible says, Jesus himself said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we have to realize that if we're going to be consistent with the Bible, then when we look into the world, we would have to believe that the majority are not saved. Okay, and they're not going to get saved even necessarily. Only few are going to actually get saved. So then the question would be, okay, well, of those people, what are some other characteristics? Is it just everyone that's a Christian? Maybe that's the few. Well, he gives a stronger warning. Look at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So that means not even everyone that claims to be a Christian, not everyone that claims the name of Jesus Christ is going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. That's just a plain statement from Jesus Christ saying there's many people who claim to be a Christian and they're not even going to be saved. Now, first of all, the people that don't even claim Jesus, they're not saved. But then even within the confines of people that claim the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us there's a lot of people who are still not saved. Let's keep reading in this passage. He says, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So it's not giving lip service to the name of Christ. It's doing the will of God the Father. And we're going to see what that looks like in a second. But look at verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So I see a group of people. They say they know the Lord. They say they did a lot of wonderful things for him. They said, we prophesied in thy name. That means they preached in Jesus Christ's name. It says that they also cast out devils. And it even says, in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then we see Jesus saying unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, when we talk about these people, this is my viewpoint in this passage, that these people probably did do all of these things. Now, I would say with a quantifier, while they did these things, they weren't truly the works that God wanted them to do. Obviously, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So someone that's not saved, all of their good works are ultimately meaningless in the eyes of God. He doesn't see them as true works. But I do believe these people are probably being honest in the fact that they did these things. They really did preach. They really did try to cast out devils. And they really did do a lot of works, so-called. Whether that's, you know, having a food pantry, or whether that was going out and doing all kinds of things to be seen of men. They did all those things. But that's what they're saying is the reason why Jesus Christ should let them into heaven. When they're being rejected at the throne, or when they're being rejected at the gates, when they're not being let in, notice what it is that they point to as the reason why they should be let in. Their works. I mean, they say it plainly. Wonderful works. Okay, and the title of my sermon this morning is this. A false sense of salvation. A false sense of salvation. I have 3 points this morning. But point number 1 is this. People think that they're saved People think that they're going to heaven because of their righteousness. Point number one, people have a false sense of salvation because of their righteousness. And notice when these people are not led into heaven, what is it that they're pointing to get into heaven? Their righteousness. Look at all the things that we did. Now, what is righteousness? I'll make it plain. It's doing right. Okay, it's doing right. Wouldn't it be right to preach in Jesus Christ's name? Wouldn't it be right to, you know, help people that are hurting or to do wonderful works? Obviously, that would be right, okay? But these people are trusting in their righteousness. They're thinking their righteousness has something to do with them getting in. And Christ says, I never knew you.